Good afternoon. Hi, my name is Allison Hatch. I'm the Talent Development Director here at the Lincoln Partnership for Economic Development. And welcome to the AOI studio. I'm so excited to have with me today Tracy Edgerton, the President and CEO of the Lincoln Community Foundation. Tracy's here to share more about the recently announced Prosper 3.0. Thank you so much for being here, Tracy.
It's my pleasure. It's great to be here.
We've gotten to know each other over the last few years, but more so recently with the transition from Prosper Lincoln 2.0 to 3.0. So this is a fun opportunity to catch up and for me to get a better understanding of your vision for the 3.0 iteration of Prosper Lincoln. But first, I'd love to just get to know you a little bit better. Would you tell us more about your story, your journey into this new role with the Lincoln Community Foundation?
Absolutely. I've been with the Lincoln Community Foundation now for nearly 10 years, but transitioning from the development side of the house into the president's position just under a year ago. So it's a delight to take my love for this community and bring it to the leadership and support of this organization that really has no mission other than uplifting the community as a whole. So it's hard to argue with it when you're here, when you're immersed in our community, and it's a pleasure to come to work every day and learn about all the amazing amenities our community has and how we can make it better for everyone that we work with.
Yeah. I'd love to hear more about that. So what is it that drives you into this work? Is it something that you get to do every day? What called you to join LCF originally and what's called you into being in the president and CEO role?
Yeah. So I had the pleasure of having an estate giving, plan giving, or a fundraising background. And I started at the University of Nebraska Foundation here in Lincoln. What a blessing to be able to take that background and bring it to the entire community. So really focus on the community, on helping folks make great decisions about what they want to do with their money that's meaningful to them and to uplift our community as a whole. But then to be able to transition to look at the vision of this organization and the direction and how we can really collaborate with others, including the Lincoln Partnership for Economic Development in many respects, the Lincoln Chamber, and with many of our business and nonprofit partners to figure out how to make this community as great as it can possibly be.
Yeah, collaboration really stands out to me, and that is a key for Prosper Lincoln. It's been through a few iterations, Prosper Lincoln has. I'd love for you to tell us more about the history of Prosper Lincoln, how it began, what spurred it originally, and then what has been involved in these multiple iterations and what's led to what we're now calling 3.0.
Yeah, absolutely. So about 2014, I believe our community really leaned in to figure out from data, from actual measurable data in our community about what's going really well, but perhaps also learning about what some pain points might be, when there might be an opportunity to really lean in and work together to make things even better. And through that data project, which was called Lincoln Vital Signs, we used that data to figure out how we could build a community-wide agenda that would allow lots of different folks to come together and examine challenges, examine ways that collaboration might lead us in new directions and new heights. Mm-hmm. And so we've been, along with many other funders, including the Chamber, have been able to lean in on collecting that data on a fairly regular basis, and then use that data to create that agenda and what we've called Prosper Lincoln. Yeah. There have been a few iterations over the years, as you've mentioned, and earlier this year in April, we launched the most recent iteration, so the third version, and it really is just building on the work that we've done previously, and then also leaning in on understanding where our community is right now and how we want to move forward.
Yeah, yeah. We've talked a little bit. So 3.0 has three shared goals or pillars. Yep. Can you tell us more about what those three pillars are?
Sure. Now, two of the three will seem really familiar, are certainly building on the platform that we've had in the past. The first one, of course, is early childhood, but we are fashioning it a bit different than we were in the past. And previously, we've really doubled down on education, care and education for our our youngest Lincoln residents and how we can make sure that all kiddos have access to quality, affordable childcare, helping their families participate in the workforce, making sure those kids are kindergarten ready, and making sure that they can have the best possible start. In addition to that, we're really just leaning in on the idea that we want all kids to flourish, not only educationally, but socially, emotionally, and physically, and looking at the various parts in our community that come together to support those ideas. So that's one of the areas.
One of those three.
The second one is housing, with the goal of all residents in our community living in quality housing they can afford. So not just looking at housing broadly, but the whole spectrum of the type of housing we might need at different stages of life and depending upon where residents are at that moment. And then the third one is connections. A little bit more amorphous, harder to define, but really the goal is that all people will thrive through community engagement and social connections. The data shows that when folks have those connections, there's more economic mobility opportunities, there's more ways for folks to become engaged and connected within their neighborhoods, and really ensuring that residents can determine how best to move their communities forward.
Yeah, definitely a really community-involved agenda,
indeed,
as you mentioned. Is there a timeline for Prosper Lincoln 3.0?
Well, you know, it's not as if these are just one and done. You check the box and move on. There's a lot that goes into to these types of community-wide initiatives. Right now, we've set a five-year time frame for building the infrastructure and then inviting people to the table to learn more and to learn how to get engaged, and helping those organizations across the community to really understand what role they can play in uplifting our community. And so we're looking at 5 years, but who knows where we might head from that direction.
I've always admired Prosper Lincoln and the Lincoln Community Foundation for how you're able to pivot. You're not stuck in a 1.0 version that you just need to stay with. So I admire that you have something in mind, but definitely open-minded about that timeline. That's great.
Yeah, thank you.
I've always found it hard to articulate what prosperity means. And I know that that's part of the title for Prosper Lincoln. How would you define prosperity?
It is a challenge. I mean, it, and I think that in many ways it's amorphous and different for every person. I mean, I think what we want to do is provide a platform from which everyone, every family, every business, every individual can decide for themselves what success means for them, and ensuring that we've provided an even playing field so that everyone can be engaged in their community, can define their own success, and determine what direction they can go forward in their lives.
Yeah.
We
talked about the community-based solutions and the need for collaboration. I'm curious, how do you see the community being involved in Prosper Lincoln 3.0? As people are watching the podcast here, how could somebody, if they're inspired, how could they be involved?
Right. Well, first of all, there will be a lot of opportunities for individuals and businesses, for organizations to get involved by looking at prosperlincoln.com. Lots of information there, lots of great stories about different ways that specific organizations and entities have come together to build community in these areas of emphasis. So lots of good ideas there. I think that every one of these pillars will have their own way to get engaged, to attend community meetings, to learn more when we are having open forums to discuss these issues, to discuss the opportunities and the challenges and how we can build a better community by bringing folks together to make those conversations happen.
Yeah, I believe there's a newsletter. And so opportunities for that would probably be included in any sort of newsletter event or announcement. So.
Absolutely, yes. Please look at prosperlincoln.com. There's lots of great events coming up. and lots of ways to learn and how to lean in and jump in and do better for Lincoln.
Yeah. Well, Tracy, thank you for all that you do. There's so many great people at the Lincoln Community Foundation who are working to lead this initiative. There's so many fantastic partners that you brought together to all be focused on this. I know that we've already seen significant impact from, you know, 1.0, I guess, or the original version of Prosper Lincoln, and 2.0. And I'd love to think about how it's changing lives and the progress we've been making. I love to think about stories that are coming from this. Do you have, kind of in closing, a story or something that has inspired you recently through Prosper Lincoln?
Sure. I'll give just a couple of little snippets of stories. One that comes to mind is our Lincoln Littles platform. So an organization that really is focused on our littlest residents and how to ensure that their families can connect with quality, affordable care in our community. And one of the hallmarks of Lincoln Littles is a tuition assistance program. And there have been lots of great stories of families who have reached out, who have been at a pivotal point where they might have to turn down a promotion at work because that promotion would not allow them to receive the subsidy that they receive from the state to help them afford childcare. Mm-hmm. By turning that down, they actually would take a decrease in pay as a result, but still want to further their careers. And we have some great stories of outstanding folks who are trying to do the best they can for their families, who have been able to get over that hump by participating with the Lincoln Littles program. There's also a group of school neighborhood advisory committees across the city that are associated with our community learning centers as part of our school system and the neighborhood connections that they have been able to make. The Belmont area is one particular example of an incredible collaboration of school and students and neighborhood residents and folks who are really about how can they make their neighborhood as safe and inclusive and vibrant as possible. And they're meeting monthly and talking about activities that bring everyone together and really build a brand new community for folks who want to connect with their neighbors.
Yeah, very community minded.
Indeed.
Great. Yeah, good stuff. Tracy, thank you so much for joining us
here. Yeah, my pleasure.
It's been really lovely talking to you and learning more about the initiative.
Thanks much.